curious from Maui. Is Obama really Kenyan or Kenyan?
Kenyan.
Well, they presented his certificate of live birth, so it really doesn't matter where he was born. He's got a piece of paper that says he was born in the province of Hawaii. So I guess it was a state. So he's got a piece of paper that says it. And to the chagrin of Donald Trump, who now is taking his power, saying, I made that sumbitch show his certificate of live birth piece of paper, which he should have had to do in the beginning. Now, not to mention, I've been on the press railing all over it just to make him do this, which, of course, they had to check out before he could run to be the president. Otherwise, it's the best conspiracy ever. And he's still taking the credit, because now it's going to be they want to see his coloring book from when he was in grade school in
that's
Hawaii.
Right. His grades,
and then they're
going to
want to see, you know,
everything.
His DNA. Where did he leave DNA in Hawaii in that night since August the 4th, 1961, in the Kamanawanalea in Honolulu, blah, blah, blah. And so here's what's interesting. Hawaii said they didn't do certificates of live birth. They only had birth certificates, certified copies, and then all of a sudden the president miraculously comes up with this impossible, because they didn't issue them then, Bette Midler ain't got one. She was born in Hawaii. She was there before it was a state. Well, she, and it's like, hey, but they didn't make certificates of live birth. And now the president has produced one, so do the math.
Hey, just notice the pattern, Carolyn. Obama was born on the 22nd anniversary of Marshall and Corinne McLuhan's wedding, August 4th, 1961. 22 years after August 4th, 1939. Very interesting point.
Mm,
and I
that alone should legitimize him.
No.
Or not.
That should legitimize McLuhan. But the this person writing from Maui had added, Hawaii has released the long form of his birth certificate after the president's attorney requested it. Ian addressed that. But we know from previous shows that Ian says that Obama was born in Indonesia. That's Ian's point on the factual level.
But the piece of paper says something different, and all he needed was a piece of paper. So
that's the beginning of virtual society. The printing press is the
beginning. That's how the chip body is used to rewrite history.
That's right, but the printing press was the first virtual reality that became more real than your chemical physical body. Your piece of paper is more important by the 19th century than anything else you can come up with.
If you look at the serial number on the certificate of live birth, you'll realize that it doesn't match.
I
know all the investigators that Donald Trump's paying big money to look at.
Did you hear that, James? You just gave it away. There it is.
Oops, that is. Oops, that is. Oh, sorry.